560 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Israeli airstrikes on Gaza continue.
Large explosions rocked the area near Gaza City's biggest hospital, as Israel said it was targeting an ambulance being used by Hamas to transfer weapons and fighters. And as the fighting rages, there are growing fears about the 240 hostages held by Hamas, among them several U.S. citizens.
ABC's Matt Rivers. Israel says it will not order a ceasefire until all hostages are released. President Biden and the First Lady paying their respects to the victims of last week's mass shooting in Lewiston, Maine. During their visit there, the president calling for Congress to act on gun reforms. The Supreme Court, meanwhile, says it will take up a case on the legality of bump stocks, modifications that can make guns simulate the rapid fire of automatic weapons. Bump stocks were banned under the Trump administration. Police in Cincinnati, Ohio, investigating a shooting Friday night that left one person dead and five others hurt, some of those minors. This is ABC News. The FAA is investigating a fire on board a JetBlue flight at JFK. Flight attendants using bottles of water to put it out.
The plane was still at the gate at New York's JFK Airport, waiting to take off for Fort Lauderdale, when passenger Jimmy Levy's portable charger apparently caught fire.
It was my backpack on fire.
What the hell was in that bag?
I stomped on it. I got it on the ground.
Both JetBlue and the FAA say they're investigating this case. And a reminder here, if you're on a plane and your device is overheating, make sure you tell the flight crew right away.
ABC's Gio Benitez. The DOJ closing its review of Jacksonville sheriffs involved in the arrest of a drug suspect who repeatedly punched, elbowed, and kneed the man. In a letter, the DOJ notified the department the arrest of Lakeon Woods would not give rise to prosecutable offenses. Attorneys for Woods had asked for the DOJ to investigate shortly after his arrest on September 29th. Officers say their actions were justified because Woods appeared to resist arrest. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Matt Flynn Direct.
When it comes to shutting down the government, what I'm afraid is Mike Johnson comes in, he'll say, real smooth, I don't want to shut down the government. Here's a budget. And you'll go, hey, wait a minute. That has cuts in child care, Social Security. And he'll smile. He's sort of like Scott Walker. People who are unnervingly polite behind that kind of facade, they have a lot of inner weasels. They have too many inner weasels, quite frankly.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekdays from 2 until 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio refreshed.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A new survey finds almost three-quarters of water samples drawn across Wisconsin last year were contaminated with PFAS chemicals. Scientists with the state sampled 450 private wells that reach no deeper than 40 feet. It's the first time Wisconsin sampled shallow groundwater away from large communities or PFAS cleanup and investigation sites. Most of the wells had PFAS concentrations lower than both state DNR and federal EPA standards. Wisconsin could get $229 million from Washington to help pay to keep children in daycare. It's part of an emergency request the Biden administration is making to Congress after pandemic daycare funding ran out at the end of September. The Wisconsin legislature rejected Governor Evers' special session on child care this fall. After that, Evers released $170 million in emergency funding. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
It's the Badgers and the Hoosiers in Indiana. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's a football tradition dating back to 1907, the Wisconsin Badgers against the Indiana Hoosiers. The Badgers will be without their running back, Braylon Allen, after he was injured just before halftime last week against Ohio State. He was spotted in a walking boot over his left leg. So how do you replace your leading rusher? Head coach Luke Fickell.
Those are the things you got to find. And when somebody goes down like Braylon, then somebody else has to step up. And when their number's called and they have the opportunity and the ball comes their way, can they make the plays?
NFL, the Packers host the LA Rams Sunday. Green Bay trying to snap a four-game losing streak. Wide receiver Romeo Doubs.
I don't like losing, because I'm the ultimate competitor. But again, man, it just, you know, comes down to just harping on the details even more, not trying to be some Superman or, you know, do something outside or crazy. But it's just locking in on the details and just being able to be a complete player. So
that's Packers wide receiver Romeo Doubs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is Civic Media. This is Civic Media.
Here's your updated forecast. A blend of clouds and sun today with highs around 43. South winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight, 31. 51 tomorrow, cloudy. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 25.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Like smelt fries and music on the river, we're uniquely Amory. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with the fantastic, talented Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. Talking is important in talk radio. It is Friday, November 3rd, 2023, TGIF. Thank goodness it's Friday. Mr. Zommers, how are you?
Doing well today. This weekend, I'm going home for Gracie, my niece. I almost said nephew. My niece's baptism, but oh, nice. She's five. Mm-hmm. And I thought that baptisms were either usually when you're an infant or if you're like a teenager or adult who's converted. Mm-hmm. So I'm not exactly sure why, but, you know, I'll find out.
You'll find out. Well, that's good. Going back home to Manitowoc.
Indeed.
Beautiful Manitowoc. Very good. Well, happy to have you all along with us on this Friday. Lots coming up today on the show. In the second hour, we're going to lighten things up a little bit. We have a what's worse for you in hour number two, and asking you the question, have you call in, give us two things, or give you two things, and tell us what's worse. Also, the 50 funniest moments of Airplane. Our friends at crack.com have broken this all down. There's a new book out about the show. I think it's 50 years, marking the 50th anniversary of the movie Airplane. And Mr. Zommers, you said you have not seen it.
I'm uncultured swine, yes.
No, not at all. Not at all. It's, you know, it's an older movie, certainly to you. And I remember it. You know, I was very, very young. I didn't go see it at theaters, but saw it on television and VHS and then DVD, and it's now it streams. One of the best movies of all time, in my opinion, one of the best comedies. And of course, the two of the directors and producers, writers of the show, David and Jerry Zucker, from right here in Wisconsin. Grew up in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I believe they are also graduates of the University of Wisconsin-Madison. So the Zucker brothers, very famous in Hollywood, and really Airplane was the project that put them on the map. So that's a cool Wisconsin connection. So we will run down the top five funniest Airplane moments in the movie Airplane, according to our friend Tim Grierson from crack.com, who has been on the show, wrote a great article. You can find it at crack.com. So we will talk about that in hour number two as well. A little bit later on this hour, we will talk about Robin Voss once again. What's popping, Robin Voss? We talked about this in real time as it happened yesterday. Robin Voss retreating and giving in to the MAGA forces, the MAGA party, as they said, look, you're either going to impeach Megan Wolf, the administrator of the Wisconsin Elections Commission, or we're going to recall you and or run primary opponent against you. And so Robin Voss shook in his boots and said, sure, I'll go along with that. So we'll detail a great story today in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Talk to you about that. Also take your phone calls as well. Coming up a little bit later as well, it is a big sports weekend. We'll remind you that tonight, as a matter of fact, the New York Knicks travel to Milwaukee to take on our Bucks. The new Cream City jerseys, Mr. Zommers, are in effect. Very, I don't know what you call it, psychedelic? They've got the blue and green spots all over them.
Did you say Cream City?
Cream City, the Cream City jerseys, yeah.
Is this the Knicks?
No,
or
no.
Is this us?
It's us. It's us.
Cream City?
That's the nickname for Milwaukee. One of the nicknames.
Since when and why?
Where have you been, Mr. Sommers? But yes, the new Cream City jerseys, they're like a cream swoosh, which is supposed to resemble the outside of Fiserv Forum. And then it has like the blue and green dots that I guess represent the crowd during when the Bucks won game six. So anyway,
Bucks and six.
And you can hear them on all six of our radio stations in the Civic Media Radio Network on WRCE in Richland Center, WISS in Oshkosh, WLAK in Amory, WRJN in Racine, Kenosha, WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids, and WCQM. I believe that's Hayward or Park Falls. That one I'm missing. I'll figure it out. Anyway, lots of Milwaukee Bucks happening tonight across the Civic Media Radio Network. Remember, on the Bucks side, the professional sports, we are not allowed to stream those on the Civic Media app. So you have to be in one of those six communities to listen to it over the air. So we'll talk about that. Also, coming up tomorrow, Wisconsin Badgers travel to Indiana to take on the Hoosiers at 11 a.m. And you can listen on the Civic Media app, or if you're in Richland Center, Racine, Kenosha, Wisconsin Rapids, or Amory, you can listen on those stations over the air as well. And then on Sunday, I'm worried about this one, Mr. Sommers, the Packers hosting the Los Angeles Rams, who've had their own problems thus far. High noon is game time. You can listen to it over the air on WRCO Richland Center, RJN Racine, Kenosha, and CQM as well.
If they've been having problems of their own, are you worried it's just going to be 0-0, or are you worried we're still going to get creamed by that?
It might be. I just think the Packers are in no man's land right now. It does not look like they have a plan, but we shall see. Hopefully they get things back on track. So a big sports weekend. You can hear all those games right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 12 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. Glad to have you along with us on a TGI Friday. Oh, and I forgot board game of the week also. I'm sorry for Mr. Zomers. I'll have a board game of the week in the second hour as well. But right now I want to turn and ask you all a question. And I want to start off with some facts. But I want to start and ask you a question first of all. And it is this. Many of us are people of faith, have a particular religion. Some people aren't religious at all. That's fine. But think about if you're a Lutheran or if you're a Methodist, if you're a Catholic, if you're a Hindu, if you're a Sikh, Muslim, whatever it might be. Think about if your place of worship or your community center that was used by your place of worship was surrounded by protesters, or at least the front door was being blocked by protesters, and they had flags and they had signs that were protesting your religion or saying that all Catholics are terrible. Catholics are terrorists. How would you feel? How would you feel if someone surrounded your place of worship or your community center for worship and was attacking you for who you are and what you believe? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You could also text us on the Civic Media app on your iPhone or Android device. 844-967-2789. Because what I just described, and we talked about this earlier this week, but I think it's important to bring it back and keep it at the forefront. On the University of Wisconsin-Madison campus last weekend, there is a building. Now, UW-Madison administration might want to tell you that, quote-unquote, it's off-campus, and I guess by the book, legally, it is. Because Hillel, the Jewish community center and basically apartments, Hillel is technically not part of the University of Wisconsin system property, but it is surrounded by the University of Wisconsin-Madison campus. And there was a protest and on campus last weekend of Palestinian students, pro-Palestine. Palestinian flags, several signs, and there are different accounts of what exactly happened, whether an Israeli Jewish flag was desecrated or not, I don't know. I'm not going to report that that's factual because I wasn't there. But it is factual, according to Hillel, University of Wisconsin Madison Police, UW System or Madison Faculty and Administration. There was a protest around this building, which is home, the home base for 4,000 University of Wisconsin Madison students of the Jewish faith. Protesting these students for being Jews, for being people of the Jewish faith. Now, I don't know. I assume on a university campus like Madison, there are probably some Israeli American students there. But the majority of these 4,000 students are not Israeli. They're Americans. Not dual citizenship, just Americans who happen to be of the Jewish faith. And their building, their community center, was protested with some very despicable things. I find that appalling. And I think that in a world where the Holocaust was real, and that a lot of people don't realize that still today, unfortunately, deny it, Holocaust was very real. The Jewish people of the Jewish faith, some of, if not the most persecuted people in the world ever, period. And so I want to set the base on a couple of facts. These are not just, you know, snippets of things that Todd thinks, or it's kind of like the 2020 election. Donald Trump lost the election. Joe Biden won the election. That's a fact. All right. That's not debatable. I mean, people can debate it, but it's just Trump lost, Biden won. Let me take you to the state.gov site, the United States State Department. This is a nonpartisan, this is the United States government, all right? I want to take you to the Foreign Terrorist Organization page, according to the Bureau of Counterterrorism. And these are designated foreign terrorists and when they got their designation. And I want to scroll down to 1997, October 8th, 1997. This was not a Republican controlling the State Department at the time. It was Bill Clinton, a Democrat. On October 8th of 1997, Hamas was declared a terrorist organization. October 8th, 1997, Hezbollah, also a terrorist organization. In October 8th, 1997, the Palestinian Liberation Front, PLF, a terrorist organization. October 8th, 1997, Palestine Islamic Jihad, terrorist organization. October 8th, 1997, Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine, a terrorist organization. Hamas is a terrorist organization. You know who's not on that list? Israel. Israel is not a terrorist organization. We'll come back. Take your phone calls after this. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Don't go anywhere. The Todd Elbell Show.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Timeout.
Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 20 minutes past the hour of 12 noon on a Friday, November 3rd, 2023. Mr. Zommer's on the board. Glad to have you along with us. Asking the question, if you're a person of faith, any faith, and your house of worship, if your community center, which you used, was surrounded, or at least the front door was being blocked by people protesting you and your faith, how would you feel? How would you feel? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. A couple of quick corrections. This is why I love this show, because of our listeners. Robert, from speaking of going back to these Milwaukee Bucks jerseys we were talking about earlier, Mr. Zommers, from WRCE in Richland Center, Robert says the uniforms that they're using tonight are the City Edition uniforms. One year, the City Edition uniforms were, quote unquote, Cream City. So I stand corrected.
I looked at them. They do look pretty cool.
Yeah. So thank you, Robert. I appreciate that correction. Also, a caller calling in, and I apologize. I have bad Hebrew. My Hebrew languages are not great, so I apologize for that. We had a caller call in and say the building on the UW-Madison campus, which is essentially the housing for the Jewish students for their community center, their apartments there, other social activities, it is pronounced Hillel. Hillel. So I apologize for the mispronunciation on that. I appreciate the caller calling in. But talking about last weekend on the Madison campus here, there was a pro-Palestinian, anti-Israeli protest in front of and around parts of Hillel, to the point where the folks had to call the UW-Madison Police Department because they felt threatened. And again, the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, now the Israeli-Hamas war, is a long, storied, and complicated one. But there should be no mistake about the facts. And before the break, I was reading from the United States Department of State Foreign Terrorist Organizations. And you go back to October of 1997, when Hamas and several other Palestinian organizations were classified by the United States Department of State as terrorist organizations who attacked Israel. Hamas did. Not all Palestinians. And again, we've had Israeli-American citizens on this program who have lived in Israel, worked in Israel, and said, look, there are many Palestinians who are full-fledged Israeli citizens who work, do great work, get along fine, very peacefully. So we're not talking about all Palestinians. We're talking about Hamas, a terrorist organization and their offshoots thereof, according to the U.S. Department of State. Israel is a longtime U.S. ally. Here's the thing about allies. You don't just run and cut bait when things get tough. And the unprovoked attack by Hamas on Israel was, haven't seen this kind of killing of Jews since the Holocaust, all right? Now, do I feel that there should be humanitarian aid going into Gaza? Yes. Do I feel that the border between Egypt and Gaza should be open so that people can get out? Yes. But remember that Hamas has controlled this area, this Gaza area, for years. They use women and children as shields. And we've talked about it before. Just recently, as a matter of fact, a couple of days ago, see if I can plug that. Again, I want to be accurate on this, all right? This was Ghazi Hamad, the spokesperson for Hamas, who just said this week, quote, "We will repeat the October 7th attack time and again until Israel is annihilated. We are victims. Everything we do is justified," unquote. You cannot negotiate with people who are only satisfied when you are annihilated from the earth. I absolutely think that Israel has to be somewhat measured in their response. They should try to minimize human life as much as possible. Minimize the killing of innocents as much as possible. But I'm not sure the people remember that war is hell. You know, World War II just wasn't, you know, it wasn't a picnic. The guys in Normandy weren't just sitting there breaking bread and drinking wine and taking a couple of shots. War is hell. And when you're up against evil, demonistic forces like the Nazis and like Hamas, in order to root them out like decayed tooth, sometimes some good cartilage around that has to be sacrificed. And I'm not trying to justify killing kids or women or anything. I'm just saying that when you are dealing with evil, in order to get rid of that, you can't always do it neatly and cleanly. And I am proud of Joe Biden, and I am proud of Anthony Blinken, for sticking with Israel while at the same time still trying to maintain a two-state solution somewhere down the road. That's certainly not going to happen now. Somewhere down the road. But until one, if you have one side that says we're only happy when you're annihilated, I don't see how you do that. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Stephen Cudahy, thanks for holding. What say you? Hello, Steve. Are you there?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Hello. Okay, I have a quick question. You just made commentary about it's a long, historic, and complicated area of the world. Well, you know that apparently your facts, or you don't go far enough. You got the Ergun, the Stern Gang, and the Haganah terrorist organizations that were Jewish at 1948. And I don't excuse Hamas and all those. The United States and England, UK, because they had Palestine, said they were terrorist organizations. In the Madrid conference, most of the prime ministers of Israel belonged to one of those three organizations that were labeled as terrorist organizations. So when Israel at the Madrid conference said we can't deal with terrorists, some of the Arab countries, I don't excuse the Arab countries too, because it's not even-handed, they held pictures up most of the leaders of those three groups that were in Israeli government and or in the top of prime ministership were part of the terrorist organizations. So let's get that out of the way.
Well, I'm not going back to 1948. I'm going back to 1997. I'm going back to 1997 when Hamas was declared a terrorist organization.
You said it was long and it was long and complicated factual. Well, how long do you want to go?
Creation of time, Adam and Eve.
Well, there I go. I'm answering your question. So you're throwing out a canard and a red herring. Because I'm saying just by you, it'd be long, complicated. Well, you have to go back.
So do you believe that, let me ask, well, he's, all right. Sorry, Steve, we got up against a break. We'll be back after this, the Todd Allball Show, the Civic Media Radio Network, trying to pursue truth, trying to get people to understand what's going on. Back after this.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Israeli airstrikes on Gaza continue.
Large explosions rocked the area near Gaza City's biggest hospital, as Israel said it was targeting an ambulance being used by Hamas to transfer weapons and fighters. And as the fighting rages, there are growing fears about the 240 hostages held by Hamas, among them several U.S. citizens.
ABC's Matt Rivers, Israel says it will not order a ceasefire until all hostages are released. President Biden and the First Lady paying their respects to the victims of last week's mass shooting in Lewiston, Maine. During their visit there, the president calling for Congress to act on gun reforms. The Supreme Court, meanwhile, says it will take up a case on the legality of bump stocks, modifications that can make guns simulate the rapid fire of automatic weapons. Bump stocks were banned under the Trump administration. Police in Cincinnati, Ohio, investigating a shooting Friday night that left one person dead and five others hurt, some of those minors. This is ABC News.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Cripescast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is dismissing suggestions that a conservative advertising blitz persuaded him to move articles of impeachment forward against Megan Wolf. The group bought $100,000 of TV and newspaper ads in Milwaukee calling for Voss's ouster. Voss tells the Cap Times the group doesn't understand how the process works. Wisconsin Democrats are in campaign mode a year early. They're launching a statewide organizing effort in 115 communities this weekend. President Biden might not have long coattails in Wisconsin. State Party Chair Ben Wickler says that won't matter.
Voters are casting ballots because of the issues, because of their yearning for freedom, because they want to have the power to make their own decisions about their own bodies, because they want to live in a democracy.
Wickler points to Democrats' recent wins for statewide office and Jenna Protasiewicz's Supreme Court victory. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Here's your updated forecast. A blend of clouds and sun today with highs around 43. South winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight, 31. 51 tomorrow, cloudy. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 23.
Be a part of the resistance. Check out the Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK and on the Civic Media app.
UPUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. Be a part of the resistance. Check out the Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on Lake Air 1260 AM.
Truth, wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tattle Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 12:34 on a TGIF Friday, November 3rd, 2023. Glad to have you along with us. Mr. Aaron Zommer's on the board. Appreciate all the phone calls. Appreciate listening, even if we don't agree. But I do think it's important talking about what's happening right now, the Israeli-Hamas war. And yes, that's an international issue. And look, I can't give you all the solutions here on this table, on this show. None of us are going to bring about peace in the Middle East on this show. But I do think it's important to be factual. And the fact is that Hamas is a terrorist organization, according to the United States State Department. Israel is not. Israel is a U.S. ally. And on October 7th, Israel received an unprovoked attack of Hamas. And I believe that Israel has the right to defend themselves. Should it be measured? Yes. Should innocent lives be preserved as much as possible? Absolutely. And if there are war crimes that Israel commits during this, they should be called out. But you have to make it very clear there is one side that was the aggressor here and one side that was not. Hamas was the aggressor on October 7th. Largest killing of Jews since the Holocaust. 7 times worse than 9/11 in the United States. One of the callers at WAUK texts in on the text line. You can text us at the Apple or Android device. Click the button there. It says, Todd, will you defend Netanyahu and his government when they ethnically cleanse the Gaza Strip? Even before October 7th, I had spoken out on this program against Netanyahu and what he was attempting to do to change the judicial system in Israel. But October 7th was an attack on the Israeli people. It wasn't about Netanyahu. And even Netanyahu's detractors have come together to form a coalition emergency government to help defend and protect Israel.
You can have a stance where you disagree with decisions made by the Israeli government, particularly Netanyahu. And as Todd said, we definitely, including us, have had plenty of times where we disagree with Netanyahu, but that doesn't excuse attempted genocide against Jewish people. That was their explicit purpose, to exterminate Jews.
Right. And more important, that's a great point. And more importantly, the reason, and again, I started this segment, if you remember, half an hour ago, by asking the question, if your house of worship were surrounded by protest against you for your faith, how would you feel? And Hillel is not a Jewish temple, but it's not that I know of, at least, but it's a community center and a living place and represents a center of community for about 4,000 Jewish students on campus, Hillel. And it was surrounded, or at least in the front of it, blocked by Palestinian protesters, pro-Palestinian protesters, anti-Israel, in a time where anti-Semitism is growing in this country. Again, I can't affect what's happening in Israel right now. What I can hopefully do is to get us to think about our friends and neighbors of the Jewish faith who feel threatened right now. Students on campus feel scared to go to class. People are hiding their Stars of David. And I hope that each and every one of us will think a minute and be a little bit more compassionate, particularly towards the Jewish folks in this state, and quite frankly, everyone, including Palestinians. Whether it's anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, none of it should be tolerated. None of it. But right now, it's our Jewish friends and neighbors who certainly feel the most threatened in this state. How would you feel if your house of worship were surrounded? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Dave and Madison listening on WMDX. We appreciate you listening and calling in. Dave, what say you? Dave, are you there?
Hello?
Yep, Dave, you're on. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, a previous caller raised the issue of 1948, the Haganah, the Irgun, and the Stern Gang. Those fighting for Jewish self-determination against the British, the Empire, were the imperialists. British, the empire where the sun never sets, were definitely not terrorists. The Haganah definitely was not a terrorist. Now, you could maybe make the case that the small minority group within those fighting for self-determination and against imperialism, that small minority group made up of the Stern Gang and the Irgun were, because they conducted assassinations. Some assassinations that, you know, a small amount, but they did that. But, you know, they are a small minority. And by the way, you know, they were eliminated, really. Their military abilities, their abilities to kill was eliminated by the Haganah. There was a fight. It's called the Altalena Affair. There was a fight between the Haganah and the Irgun, it was a firefight. And the Haganah won, and the Haganah later became the Israeli Defense Forces. And you never heard anything from the right wing, really, the Irgun, until Menachem Begin. And by the way, I don't support the right wing, you know, Netanyahu,
sure,
and the Likud, et cetera. But yeah, I think it's a total mischaracterization to say, you know, that those pre-state organizations fighting for against imperialism, for self-determination, for the self-determination of the Jewish people, were in any way terrorists. And I defer to you.
I appreciate it. I appreciate the call, Dave. Thanks for the history. We really appreciate it. Our friend Matt Flynn of Matt Flynn Direct will be in at 2 o'clock. I have a feeling he'll be continuing to talk about this as well. And here's a guy who knows both the law and history better than me. So if you really want, and Matt did a great job yesterday laying out some of this history. As Matt says, you're not woke if you don't know history. So Dave, I appreciate you laying some history on us. Matt will give us some more coming up on Matt Flynn Direct at 2 o'clock. How would you feel if your house of worship, your place of worship, were surrounded? You were protested against. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Eric, listening in Two Rivers. Beautiful Two Rivers at that. Eric, thanks for listening. What say you? Eric, are you there? Go ahead. Hello, Eric. We can hear Eric. He's driving the car, apparently, he or she. Eric, we'll put you on hold here, and we'll give you another chance in a second. Maybe Eric is, got to focus on the road, so that's good. Let's go to the text line here. From WAUK, it says, Judaism is a religion. Israel is a colonial country. Now, I've heard this argument from left-wingers before. Israel was created as a state for Jews who have been persecuted for millennia. And there's this narrative out there that somehow, you know, Jews, the most persecuted people in the world, are the aggressors somehow, the colonizers. It just doesn't hold water. And again, why does this always have to go... We can't focus on what I'm trying to focus on. Will no one admit that Hamas is a terrorist organization? I mean, the State Department says this. The State Department. Are you telling me that you don't trust Joe Biden's State Department?
They also say it. They don't say the word terrorist, but they say their goal is to exterminate all Jews.
Right.
Now, they say that they're justified for whatever reasons they have, but I think if your stated goal is to exterminate another religion or culture by all means necessary, that right, makes you a terrorist group.
Yeah. I trust the United States State Department. I trust Joe Biden's administration. And I just wish that people would stop and think, instead of trying to fight the war in the Middle East, which most of us are never going to do, think about your next door neighbor. Think about the person who's going to temple down the street from you. Think about the person wearing a yarmulke. I've seen this with my own eyes, you guys, here in Madison. There were the other one was a week ago or so, on a Friday night, I think it was. There were dueling, I don't know if you want to call them protests, but events. One was pro-Palestinian, one was pro-Jewish faith, pro-Israel. And the Palestinian group had flags and horns and yelling and screaming, saying something about, you know, I don't want to misquote him, but justifying the martyrs, saying of Hamas. You know what? The Israel group, they had their yarmulkes on and blue and white shawls, and they stood and prayed. Stood and prayed. Should that not tell us something about what's going on here? People need to speak out. And I'm not trying to speak out against or rile people up against any neighbor. We should be tolerant to one another. We should love one another. But this radicalization and somehow this theory that Hamas is not a terrorist organization, that's dangerous. That is very dangerous. And you want to know who really called this out? Mr. Zomers, do we have the clip from 2016? Don't take it from a former Republican. Don't take it from a radio talk show host. Take it from Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Remember, Israel left Gaza. They took out all the Israelis. They turned the keys over to the Palestinian people. And what happened? Hamas took over Gaza. So instead of having a thriving economy with the kind of opportunities that the children of the Palestinians deserve, we have a terrorist haven that is getting more and more rockets shipped in from Iran and elsewhere. Remember,
that isn't me saying that. That is a former Democratic First Lady saying it, a former Democratic United States Senator saying it, a former Democratic Secretary of State saying it, and a former Democratic torchbearer, the nomination of the Democratic Party for President of the United States in 2016, saying it. One of the most ready, capable, and intelligent people to ever run for President of the United States, Hillary Rodham Clinton, who should have been the president if they'd only run a better campaign and if Trump hadn't been an anomaly. Hillary Clinton saying that, all right? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Eric in Wauwatosa. Eric, thanks for calling. What say you? Eric, are you there?
Yes, hello.
Go ahead.
Hi. Yeah, I just it just seems to me, I mean, I understand there's two sides to these stories, but it sounds as if you're kind of beating the drum a bit for Israel,
in
the sense that, you know, Senator Clinton will write for Israel. And what you said earlier about Hamas, I believe what they say, and correct me if I'm wrong, I believe what their standard statement is, they want to wipe Israel off the map, not Jewish people.
What's the difference?
I think that's kind of a misstatement.
Let me ask you this, Eric. Eric, do you believe
Israel has been operating an apartheid regime?
Eric,
since
you,
I believe at least 1967.
Eric, do you believe that Hamas is a terrorist organization?
I believe that Hamas has, like every,
it's a yes or no question.
A group such as themselves has wings. They don't have an army. They don't have a navy. So they're not.
It's a
like,
yes or no
huge,
question.
But,
do you agree?
Have,
do you agree with the Biden
wings,
administration?
So,
the,
does, so does so does Christianity.
Do you believe
Christianity
that?
Also
so
has
the answer is
wings.
No. I'll take that as you, that you don't believe that Hamas is a terrorist organization.
They took
all
over
right.
Palestine.
Enough of that. You know, that's the kind of information that's very dangerous. When people don't believe that Hamas is a terrorist organization. That's a great example of it right there. Back after this, this is the Todd Lyle Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Pursuing truth, wherever it may lead, on the Todd Allemaal Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. And it's 10 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock. Come up at 1 o'clock hour. A few things on the lighter side. What's worse? We'll ask you a question about that. Also, the 50 funniest moments of Airplane, according to crack.com. And also a board game of the week from Mr. Zommers and a sports preview, all coming up in hour number two. Look, I appreciate different points of view. I don't screen, only we screen people, but I don't have anything out there that says I'm not going to allow anybody on the air. That's fine. But when this to me is as dangerous as election denying, all right? Maybe more so, quite frankly. Well, not really. I mean, they're equally bad, in my opinion. It is indisputable that the 2020 election was won by Joe Biden and that Donald Trump lost. It is indisputable that Hamas is a terrorist organization. And the fact that this is permeated into the general electorate that somehow, well, you know, maybe they're not quite so bad after all. That is dangerous. And think how our Jewish friends and neighbors feel when that is out there. How would you feel if your house of worship, your Methodist, Lutheran church, your Catholic church, how would you feel if your mosque was surrounded by protesters protesting against you? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phones. Kurt in Madison. Kurt, thanks for listening. What say you? Hello, Kurt. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, this is what happens when our educational systems get diluted. And I'm going to blame the right on that. And if our greatest generation were alive today, they would be more than outraged at the behavior of people like the last caller talking off the way it was. I was in school when they had movie projectors and reels, and we watched footage from one of the few major networks, whether it was NBC or ABC, I don't remember. Mm-hmm. But we actually sat in our classes and saw the actual bodies in the trenches and burned in the ovens. And I mean, the carnage. We weren't spared that. We were shown that, and it was good that we were shown that, because it gives you perspective. And as Matt always says, if you don't know history, you're doomed. Mm-hmm. So for anybody that wants to start putting in conjecture from one angle to another, let's first have a peg in the ground and look at how this insanity began and why the United States declared war against Germany for their invasions and all the men and women who contributed to it and died for democracy and to save the Jewish people from total annihilation. You know, I don't have any sympathy for anybody who sits on their haunches and shoots their mouth off, but has never known, cannot cite anything from history. And I'll stop at World War II. Mm-hmm. I'd like to push them into World War I. But if you can't cite to me any reference points or travesties that happen, yes, religions have been fighting on this planet forever. It doesn't change the facts or the overall statement of what went down in Israel. It wasn't like Hamas made a public statement saying, we are declaring war against Israel, mm-hmm. and we're going to do it in the next couple of days. They assaulted, raided, killed, brutally killed, just like the SS soldiers did in World War II in Germany, and they take pleasure in it. Mm-hmm. That is the most hideous, seditious, sick way of a human being acting on this planet, as far as I'm concerned. And I'd like that last caller to really digest that and take the time and actually look at it.
Appreciate the call, Kurt. Thanks so much, Kurt Madison. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go quickly to Racine. Jack and Racine, go ahead.
Hello.
Jack, you're on the air. What say you?
Hey, I agree with you. Hamas is a terrorist. I think the other caller, Eric, got wrapped up in technicalities. I mean, there are different branches. There's supposedly a governmental branch and a military branch, et cetera, but they are terrorists. And the leader of the government branch also said that they'd be having more attacks like that. He recently said that. So, yeah, they're a terrorist organization. But, you know, I do have sympathy. My sympathies are for Israel, but I also have sympathy for Palestinian people being bombed like crazy right now and really no place to go. And I'm not happy with the way Israel has treated the Palestinians over the last 40, 50 years. Overall, we had this almost a theocracy of authoritarian rule by Netanyahu recently. They haven't, from shooting across the border and killing people to settlers taking land that was designated by law for the Palestinians. I've got a lot of concerns about how both sides have handled it, but of course the atrocities are the worst. And I think, so we need to take that into account. If just one last thing, I think if and when this is resolved, I'm really glad that the two-state solution is being discussed, and hopefully both sides would agree to it at some point because of what's been going on.
I agree with you. Thanks, Jack. Appreciate the call. Jack, have you seen? I agree. I hope a two-state solution somewhere down the road can be talked about. But again, to have a two-state solution, both sides have to agree that the other is allowed to live on the planet. And right now, Hamas is the one saying that, you know, Israel should be annihilated from the earth. So, you know, that you can't get a two-state solution there. I agree that atrocities against all civilians, Israeli and Palestinian, is equally bad on that front. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Gary in Sussex. Gary, thanks for holding. Let's see.
Hi. First of all, I think it was their previous caller, not Jack, Kurt, said that he blames the right-wing Republicans for what's going on. He made that statement.
I think he was talking about the I don't want to put words in his mouth, but I think he was talking about the lack of education, but I don't want to talk about that part, but go ahead.
Okay, but what's going on now is they took a survey. They said 85% of the people in the United States are for Israel. 15% of the people are for Palestine or the Hamas or whatever, you know.
By the way, you got 30 seconds. I'm against the clock, so go ahead, Gary.
Okay, I can wait on because I do have something to say.
Sure, that's
fine. I'll wait for the break.
All right, we'll wait for the break. We'll bring it back after the break, Gary. Gary in Sussex. Look, this is an issue that riles people up, and it should, quite frankly. You know, it should. And my point is to try to bring some understanding, and my point is to try to bring some compassion to all people, but particularly to our Jewish friends and neighbors. Back with more on the other side. This is the Todd Elbell Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
In touch with the City of Lakes. In touch with you. This is Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. It's fully leaded education talk.
Hard facts with a humorous twist.
Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK and on the Civic Media app.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting Wounded.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.